Poll shows rising worldwide opposition to mass migration. By Neil Munro on October 25, 2023. Opposition to mass migration is rising even faster in Chile, Sweden, and Germany than in the United States. According to a large international survey by USNews.com released Thursday, voters from Denmark to Sweden to the United States are cooling on support for immigration amid a global migration crisis, says the report on the survey of 17,000 people across 36 countries. There's somewhat of a negative consensus among receiving countries that immigration laws need to be hardened, admitted Christian Doñarriveco, an associate professor at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Nonetheless, governments in the United States, the United Kingdom, and other countries are forcefully imposing huge waves of migration on their citizens, partly because the concentrated power of donors and investors often overwhelms the influence of distracted, busy voters. The pro-migration survey asked people if they agreed that my country should be more open to immigration. The United States saw the second largest decrease, from 67% agreement in 2022 to nearly 58% in 2023. The site reported, even though the question nudges people to approve more migration because it downplays the pocketbook damage to citizens. Related, rare footage, Texas officers seen using barbed wire barrier to turn away immigrants. But opposition to migration fell further in Sweden and Germany, the site noted. Chile, however, showed the largest drop in support for migration, according to the report. In Chile, only about 42.5% of respondents to the recently released Best Countries survey agreed with the statement, "My country should be more open to immigration." That is a 15-point drop from 2022, when 57.5% agreed, and marks the largest decline among the 36 countries surveyed in U.S. News' annual analysis of global perceptions. Just 5 years ago, Chileans' share of support for more immigration was around 70%. The country's foreign population approximately doubled from 2017 to 2021, up to about 9%, the report said. Chile's migrant population is mostly Venezuelans and Haitians. Public opinion is also shifting towards a pro-citizen policy in Australia and the United Kingdom, both of which are being hit hard by elite-driven migration inflows. The USNews.com study likely understates the worldwide shift against labor migration. Notably, the study was conducted with the very pro-migration Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania. Many other polls show that migration, and especially labor migration, is increasingly unpopular among swing voters. The shift in public opinion is being accelerated by the White House's transfer of several million poor migrants into American cities. Related, TX Dem Sheriff, law enforcement leaders see complete absence from Washington on border. A 54% majority of Americans say immigration under Biden is making life harder for all, according to a Reuters/Ipsos poll of 4,415 adults in September. That number is up from 48% in July 2023. 57% of independents agree with the harder view, while just 17% strongly disagree. An October 24 poll by Siena College in New York showed 64% to 29% opposition to Biden's migration. Siena College pollster Steven Greenberg said, "Seldom do we see an issue where at least 79% of Democrats, Republicans, independents, men, women, upstaters, downstaters, blacks, whites, Latinos, Catholics, Jews, and Protestants all agree that the migrant influx is a serious problem." The strong majority of voters last month who said by 22 points that New Yorkers must work to slow the flow of migrants rather than accept and assimilate them has grown to an overwhelming 35-point majority today. That view is shared by 82% of Republicans, 68% of independents and 52% of Democrats, as well as two-thirds of downstaters and 59% of upstaters. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. Even intellectuals and their progressive editors are recognizing the civic and economic damage. For example, David Leonhardt is a New York Times columnist, and the pro-migration magazine, The Atlantic, let him admit on October 23 that migration inflicts pocketbook harm on ordinary Americans. The decades when the American masses enjoyed their fastest income gains, in the middle of the 20th century, were also the decades when immigration was near historic lows. The 1965 immigration law ended this era and caused a sharp rise in the number of immigrants entering the workforce. Shortly afterward, incomes for poor and working-class Americans began to stagnate. The 1940s, 50s, and 60s were a time of low immigration and rapidly rising mass living standards. The period since the 70s has been neither. President Joe Biden's deputies welcomed one economic migrant into the United States during the last 12 months for every American newborn or high school graduate. Roughly 3.5 million economic migrants crossed the southern border during the government's October to September budget year, according to federal data released October 21. Yet 3.67 million Americans were born during the matching 12-month period in 2022, according to the Census Bureau. That 2022 number includes at least 400,000 births to illegal migrants.